with SRN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Terror group Hamas confirms that its leader, Yahya Sinwar, was killed by Israeli forces in Gaza. It also said hostages taken from Israel a year ago will not be released until there is a ceasefire in Gaza and a withdrawal of Israeli troops. Reacting to Sinwar's death, Vice President Harris said the world is a safer place.
Justice has been served, and the United States, Israel, and the entire world are better off as a result.
President Biden called Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and congratulated him on the elimination of Sinwar. The White House hopes this moment can help bring the hostages home and the war to a close. Also at SRNnews.com, voters in another state have begun casting their ballots.
Early in-person voting has started in battleground state North Carolina. Only four voting sites out of the 80 in western North Carolina are closed because of damage from Hurricane Helene. The line was long at one polling place in hard-hit Asheville. Bill Whalen says he's devoted to casting his vote.
Anytime you have something this cataclysmic, it's going to disrupt people's lives. They're trying to figure out how to flush their toilets.
Another person in line said voting is an important milestone, getting back to normal, whatever that might turn out to be. Whalen says it's a worthwhile break from the cleanup and recovery.
At least in my neighborhood, there's a widespread understanding of the importance of this election.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The Texas Supreme Court halted the scheduled execution of a man who would have become the first person in the U.S. put to death for shaken baby syndrome. The late-night ruling to spare, for now, Robert Roberson, capped a flurry of last-ditch legal maneuvers. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are both campaigning in Michigan today, trying to lock down support in that important battleground. This is SRN News. A North Carolina school district says no to the Ten Commandments. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
The members of the Iredell-Statesville School Board of Education have voted down a proposal that would have placed a copy of the Decalogue on display in every public school classroom. Board members freely admitted they feared litigation if they allowed the commandments to be put up. The proposal could be brought up again at future board meetings, but the threat of being sued by a powerful atheist group such as the Freedom From Religion Foundation remains. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A campaign to enshrine abortion rights in the Missouri Constitution has raised close to $22 million. Campaign reports show Missourians for Constitutional Freedom brought in more than $14 million between July and the end of last month. The proposed constitutional amendment would allow abortion until an unborn baby is viable outside the womb about 6 months into pregnancy. This is SRN News. There's widespread evidence of a healthy U.S. economy. However, lower-income Americans are still being squeezed by high prices.
The Bank of Atlanta estimates that the U.S. economy grew a strong 3.4% in the third quarter, despite Americans dealing with high prices. But Federal Reserve research suggests that only a portion of the American population is fueling most of the economic growth. By August of this year, inflation-adjusted spending on retail goods was nearly 17% higher than it was in January 2018. But for upper-income households earning more than $100,000 a year, spending for middle-income households earning $60,000 to $100,000 rose 13.3% during the same period. Donna Warter, Washington.
The average rate on a 30-year mortgage in the U.S. moved higher for the third week in a row. More details at SRNnews.com.